we are joined in the media center by number one qualifier, Billy Torrance. Billy, you ran a time of 3.667 at 328.46 miles per hour. This is your second career number one qualifier. The last time you were the number one qualifier, you won the race.
Well, hopefully we can do that again.
So you think history will repeat itself here in Phoenix?
We're going to do all we can do to make it happen. Turn that green hat yellow.
Also, the last time we were here in Phoenix, Steve won the race. So it looks like this could be a successful track for Torrance Racing. Is that the plan tomorrow?
I think so. You know, I think Steve's having a little issue with his car. They'll figure it out tonight and get some data from us and see what we did, you know, that worked for us. And I think that I don't know how the ladder lays out, but I'd sure like to run across him in the final.
It looks like that you, so talk about how important it is to get off on a good foot here at the beginning of the season.
Well, it's just, it'd be nice to pick up some momentum here and you know, I'm not going to race the next race, but I'll be back at Las Vegas and race Vegas and Houston. So it'd be good to get out of here with a win and relish that for a few weeks.
You said that you're running the shortened schedule, but you're a very competitive driver whenever you run the short season. These guys that run all the time, they're like, oh, I have to race Billy next. Does that make you feel good to be just a guy that runs here and there and be as competitive as you are?
It does, but, I mean, I've had a lot of instruction from Steve. It's helped me a lot with whatever I needed to do or not do driving the car. And then I have, you know, I have a super team. Really, really two super teams, because Steve's team works on my car and prepares it. And then my part-time guys, you know, they maintain it. And, I mean, I get the best of both worlds. So when I come out, I have a car that's capable of winning any time.
Right, missing those two runs yesterday didn't seem to hurt you guys. Steve's car struggling.
Well, I think they probably have a mechanical issue or a timer issue or something. You know, mechanically, you know, they're basically prepared the same, so they've got a little something going on. But I like the format. You know, I kind of like it on two runs on Saturday. Let's race them Sunday.
Is there a I understand there might be a break in the mystery case of the missing
wing
sign. Is that true?
Yes, you're right. There was a fan that showed up at the gate or at the ropes this afternoon, and you know, wanted that thing. He had it for a souvenir. He picked it up off the ground or something. So we all turned around and all started walking toward him. He says, "I didn't know what happened when the whole crew started, but he actually had picked the wing up and taken it home, and it had brought the one piece of it back today. He's going to bring the other piece back tomorrow. So we did find it. We'll be able to get it to Aerodyne, and hopefully they can figure out what's going on there, because there's, you know, a few of them have had failures, and we just need to iron that out." I'm sorry. Yes, it was the exact piece that we needed to see. No, nothing's flown off so far. We're good.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.